President Obama has temporarily halted a Bush administration change to the Endangered Species Act. The president issued a memo yesterday saying federal agencies working on projects that may affect an endangered species will again have to consult with federal scientists before moving forward. In December, the Bush administration said such consultations aren't necessary, but now President Obama has put the Bush policy on hold while the Secretaries of Interior and Commerce review it. Wildlife and environmental groups reacted to the change with enthusiasm, including the executive director of the Center for Biological Diversity, Kieran Suckling.
Well, it's the best news we've heard on endangered species in a little over 8 years, and it's wonderful. I can say I've never seen a president in all my years of activism personally take on a endangered species issues like this, solve it with a presidential memo.
Suckling says the restored consultation provision is the most important part of the Endangered Species Act. Governor Sarah Palin is disappointed with the rollback. The director of her Washington, D.C. office, John Katz, says it will bog down the permitting process.
We felt like the original Bush administration rule accomplished the purpose of protecting species under the Endangered Species Act, because we knew that if the scientists felt that there was a significant impact, they would refer the matter to their counterparts at Fish and Wildlife or the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Before the Bush administration left office, it made another change to the Endangered Species Act. It said pollution and global warming cannot be considered when protecting species like the polar bear. Now, Democrats in Congress are trying to undo that. They've attached a rider to a spending bill that would let the White House withdraw the Bush rule within 60 days without having to go through any public comment period or legal challenge. But Republican Lisa Murkowski and Democrat Mark Begich are trying to modify that. They say if the Obama administration does want to pull the rule, it should still be subject to a 60-day public comment period. Senator Murkowski says that's in keeping with the normal process.
That's all we're asking for. That's not a heck of a lot at this point in time. We want to make sure that there is a process in place.
Murkowski has used her appearances at recent Republican events to warn that changing back the Endangered Species Act could slow development and construction projects all over the country. Alaska senators' amendment related to the Endangered Species Act should come up for a vote tomorrow.